Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Wednesday. A Drag You Up Over the Hump Wednesday in Austin, Texas. We are live, we are local, we are digital, and we encourage you to jump on the Horn app this morning. Rough signal today. Our 104.9 signal getting trampled by a country station this morning. Atmospheric ducting is an issue. So be advised, jump on the Horn app if you can this morning. It's one of those mornings for sure in Austin, Texas. But a big morning, a lot going on, tremendous sports night and yesterday. Big developments from the state capitol with the governor signing the name, image, and likeness law into effect in the state of Texas. We'll get you details on that and hear from Chris Del Conte on how it affects the Longhorns and University of Texas. Big-time commitment for Texas basketball yesterday. Historic night in soccer out at the Q2 Stadium on tap. How about Kevin Durant last night in the NBA playoffs? And how about a walk-off grand slam last night for Jose Altuve and the Astros over the Rangers? We'll get to all of that and much, much more on this Wednesday. We appreciate you being there, wherever you find us, on 104.9, on 101.9 FM, AM 1260. And we are always streaming, remember, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Mr. Godbolt.
Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you very much for what you do. It is appreciated. We appreciate it each and every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as this text says, 1260 AM, holding it down still. That's right. We give you options. Just know that the signal. So my voice a little raspy this morning, Buck.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Astros game last night, so I got a call from my buddy Travis Tyndall of Hayes City Store yesterday but during the show. And he said, we have a spot on a bus trip we're taking down to the Astros-Rangers game. Would you like to go? And I said, sure. So I joined them. So I was down at the Astros game last night, got home about 2 in the morning, slept on the bus on the way back, which was good, but did get to see Carlos Correa hit a game-tying home run in the ninth inning to make it 2-2, and then Jose Altuve walk it off with a grand slam in the ninth inning. Or 10th inning, I should say, which was a lot of fun. But upon getting back and driving back up 35, because we met in San Marcos and headed down, I could tell that you just couldn't pick up 104.9 on the signal, which normally signals very, very strong throughout San Marcos, all South Austin, and throughout Austin. But today it's rough, and it was rough driving in this morning.
It was rough yesterday afternoon, too. Yeah. There's a country station in I was listening to Big John. Big Bad John. I mean, I was listening to that. It was all,
yeah.
And I was listening to Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue, this morning.
It's a good one.
It was a good one. They're playing some good music.
They got some good tunes on that.
I think that's from Taylor. I think that's out of Taylor.
It is.
And we're getting it.
And our engineers are working on it, but really it's an atmospheric ducting issue that happens in the heat of the summer, and obviously it's blazing hot outside, so be advised of that. And, we give you as many options as possible. If 104.9 is not working for you, jump over to 1260.
1260 is always going.
Or, yeah, on the AM dial. Who even knows where their AM dial is on their car?
That thing's always good.
Fire up the app if you have an adapter. It's always there. The Horn app is so simple to use. A couple of buttons, and you've got us loud and clear without any interference whatsoever. And we'll make that clear throughout the course of the morning. It's a big morning. A lot going on, Buck. It's a good morning. There's a lot happening.
Tell you what's going on. As I told you, that Kevin Durant's got big one in him. And he had a big one in him last night. And I think Kevin Durant proves that he is the deadliest player in the NBA.
I think he's the best player in the league right now. I mean, obviously.
Well, I don't know about best. I just think he's the.
Well, who's better?
He's the most deadly player in the NBA. When it comes time, and it can be crunch time, and you got to depend on a guy to score points and be consistent in what he's doing, I think he is that guy. That guy is a stone-cold killer. I know we talk about Steph Curry and his three-point shooting and what he can do and how many numbers, what kind of numbers he can put up. But in a huge game, Kevin Durant last night was, I think he showed why he is, I call him the most deadliest player. Maybe not,
it's fair.
Maybe not the best player.
I don't know who's
in
better,
the NBA.
Though. I don't know who's better.
I still think right now, when I look at this year, and we can say Chris Paul and what he's doing. I mean, because it's got to be overall. I mean, all around. It can't be just because you're a great shooter. It's got to be all-around player. The big man that won it this year, he was good this year. But
Jokic.
In all the last 5 years, I think Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, those two guys may be the guys. Giannis, if he could play some offense. But I still didn't understand last night. If I knew Kevin Durant was going to have a big game, why didn't the Bucks put Giannis and keep somebody on him? Somebody should be fired this morning for letting Kevin Durant, when he has nobody else, get off for 49 last night. Shouldn't somebody be gone?
Well, it wasn't just 49. It was 49 points, which is incredible. It's a 50-point night nearly, but 17 rebounds, 10 assists. James Harden was playing last night on his hobbled leg and scored just 5 points.
But you knew he wasn't going to do anything. You could right. see that immediately.
Yeah, you could. And obviously Kyrie Irving didn't play. And we talked about Durant needed to be spectacular, and he was. He was. I mean, we know how important game fives are in a 2-2 best of seven. You know, that's just it's a signature game for Kevin Durant. He's had him before in Oklahoma City. He's had him before in Golden State. This is his first as a Brooklyn Net and coming back from his Achilles injury, which is now 2 years ago. But, mm-hmm. boy, this was, you know, history is made and legacies are made in the playoffs in big games just like that one, a game five situation that pivots the series, turns the series, and Kevin Durant was phenomenal last night. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo is on the other side. He's a former, you know, defensive player of the year right. in the NBA. He's a two-time MVP, and it wasn't close. I mean, it wasn't close. I mean, Durant was spectacular.
Zay, did you understand, did you, on any given night, as I was talking all week about Kevin Durant and what this guy could do if given the opportunity, he can do this on a nightly basis. This is the kind of player he is. That's why I call him the deadliest player. He's a selfless player that gets the ball around. He's not greedy. He doesn't do the Steph thing where, you know, he doesn't take like bad shots. But this guy can do this on a nightly basis, be 35 if he wants to, right? He can be a scoring champ at any given time.
Anytime he wants to. Somebody on the Specs text line yesterday was like, oh, man, the league isn't as skilled since Jordan left. Okay. Yeah, seven-footers dropping 50, crossing over guards and hitting threes in clutch time. That's pretty damn skilled. And, yeah, KD was absolutely unbelievable. But, yeah, Buck, I'm with you 100%. Mike Budenholzer, you got two first-team all-defenders on your team. None of them guarded Kevin Durant.
How do you do that?
That just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get how you could have a former defensive player of the year, first team all defender every year, and the guy doesn't want to guard Durant. Budenholzer then tried to put him on Durant. And poor P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker doesn't deserve this. Like, he doesn't deserve to be torched like that when, again, I'd be looking at Giannis like, y'all, Giannis, you're a seven-footer. You measure up with him better than anybody on the team. I'm 6'4 and a half.
They had a 16-point lead. You had a 16-point lead. You could have rockabied them to sleep by covering Kevin Durant, let them come back.
Well, Budenholzer might get fired, but I'm going to blame Giannis. Giannis has to step up and take him. I mean,
that's what I would do.
I would have to think Budenholzer has thought of it. He's not a dumb guy. He's a former Greg Popovich disciple. I'm assuming Giannis didn't want the assignment.
I got to walk over to the coach and say, we're up 16.
Yeah.
Let me have this
what
guy
would
while
Jordan
we're up 16.
WWJD.
Stop. Pippen, you got him. That's what he would say.
Well,
Pippen, you're the greatest defender of all time. You got him.
Okay, well, then that's fair.
Well, put my great defender on him.
But as he's going for 50, if Pippen wasn't there, Jordan would have taken him. You know what I'm saying?
Does that group know how huge that game was? Do they know? The Bucks know they were up 16, and all they have to do is stop one dude. And they've got a 3-2 lead going home. That's dumb. That's just dumb. That's dumb basketball. I lost a little bit of respect for the big guy who's the all defensive and a lot of people think of him as all world player. I'm going to my coach and saying, or the assistant coach, and if the coach says, no, we can't afford to have you, we need you offensively, I'm going, I'm taking KD. We're up 16. We can take a 3-2 lead and get rid of all this notion that we're not a good team. Well, they're back to the same Bucks. If they don't win, if they lose and all these other guys come back healthy, this is going to be on everybody. It's going to be on the coach. And it's going to be on the player.
Well, and now they go back to Brooklyn for Game 6. Home teams have won every game in that series so far. Kevin Durant, though, 49 points on just 23 shots. You want to talk about efficient? And we covered Kevin and watched Kevin when he was here. And since he got into the league after the one-and-done year at Texas, you know, I know we've talked about, you know, he's the kind of guy that could challenge Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring mark. He's just that great of a scorer. Now, the 2 years down with the Achilles probably prevents that from happening. But, yeah, he's a 30-35 a night guy whenever he wants. And he's as efficient a scorer as the game's ever seen. As they said, he's a seven-footer who can do everything. And last night was certainly on display with 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. That was part of a busy sports night and day. Let's get to your headlines, the other trending topics, and we'll take your thoughts on that as we get you going on this Wednesday. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news, and we'll start with news from the state capitol, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday signed a bill that does allow college athletes in the state of Texas to profit off their own name, likeness, and image It says the Lone Star State becomes the latest state house to authorize student-athletes be paid by outside parties for appearances and endorsements. The legislation will go into effect on July 1, allows for athletes to be allowed to hire an agent that represents their interests, but requires those athletes to take financial literacy workshops, and does prohibit athletes from endorsing particular industries such as alcohol, tobacco, and several other products. Texas AD Chris Del Conte joined the Horn yesterday afternoon and made it clear that the university and the athletic department welcomes the new law and is prepared and has been actively engaging student-athletes and staff to handle and maximize the new era.
And this name, image, and likeness bill is predicated on your own individual name, image, and likeness, not the University of Texas. It's not going to be Chris Del Conte at the University of Texas. It's going to be just Chris Del Conte. And what's that value worth? And I think the reality is talent comes from all walks of life in this country. If you think about the old TV show America's Got Talent, you never know where someone's going to crop up and capture the hearts and minds of our nation. So it's a great thing for the University of Texas, but I wouldn't just quite yet say it's going to create this big catechism between one the have and have nots.
All right, we'll hear more from Chris Del Conte coming up on his visit with Shirts and Skins yesterday. Big news from Texas basketball yesterday as new head coach Chris Beard continues to land big-time transfers as the Longhorns added their fifth transfer portal commitment in the past several months since Chris Beard took over, and it is a big one. UMass forward Trey Mitchell announced that he plans to enroll at Texas in the fall. He's a 6'9", skilled big, an elite scorer at UMass, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Averaged over 18 points per game and 8 rebounds in 2 seasons with the Minutemen. In 44 games at UMass, Mitchell posted 16 games of 20 or more points, 5 of 30 or more. He joins former Kentucky point guard Devin Askew, former Utah small forward Timmy Allen, former Vanderbilt power forward Dylan Disu, and former Creighton power forward Christian Bishop as transfers into the Texas program. The roster now stands at 12 for Chris Beard and the Longhorns. Historic night tonight in North Austin as the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will play the first ever match at the Austin FC's brand new Q2 Stadium. They'll host Nigeria as part of the team's Olympic preparation. Match is part of a 3-game summer series that began last week in Houston with wins over Jamaica and Portugal. The USWNT is the top-ranked women's squad in the world. They are the most successful women's international soccer team, having won 4 World Cups, 8 CONCACAF gold medals, and 4 Olympic gold medals since 1991. NBA playoffs, as we mentioned, an absolute signature performance from Kevin Durant last night. The former Longhorn was spectacular as the Nets rallied from 17 down to take down Milwaukee 118-104 in Game 5 of that semifinal series in the East. Durant 49 points, 17 boards, 10 assists. Nets now lead the series 3-2. Major League Baseball, Astros topped the Rangers in a great one down in Houston, the Lone Star Series. Astros down 2-1 in the ninth and down to their final out. Carlos Correa, a solo home run opposite field to tie the game at 2. Rangers scored a run in the 10th to take a lead, but then Jose Altuve walked it off with a grand slam in the home half of the 10th. Astros win it 6-3. Round Rock, a 4-2 loser in Sugarland.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right, we're already getting the many texts about the signal. Jump over to the Horn app if you can, because as we started the show, we're going to have some signal issues. The engineers are aware of it and are working on it, and we're getting bled over by the country station out of LaGrange, Texas,
and
this morning.
They're strong.
They are. Well, it's ducting. You know, the FM signals, you know, this is really scientific, but the FM signal bounces through the troposphere, and, you know, so signals will bounce. And so our signals, you probably hear us loud and clear out in, like, Midland or something, because signals get bounced through the troposphere.
Oh, new listenership for us.
Yeah, we could. If you're in Midland, good morning, Midland. Yeah, hello, yeah. Everybody. But obviously, we're frustrated if you want to hear us and can't, but we try to make it as easy as possible on mornings like this. So jump over to the Horn app. Jump over to hornfm.com. It's always there, clear, and no issues whatsoever. Plus,
says 104, a hot country in LaGrange.
There you go. Hot country out of LaGrange. But
country,
yes,
and sports mix, yes.
This guy says, I hate this time of year. Well, we do too, so jump over to the app. Just go to the app. That's what it's for.
That's right.
Everyone's got a smartphone.
1260
the app is free.
Killing it, as always.
1260 a.m. if you don't have the Horn app. But if you don't have the Horn app, what are you doing? I mean, by then, by now, it's so simple. It's a touch of a button or two, and you're listening live and local and digital. You can also go over to hornfm.com and watch on the Twitch channel. You can watch the program this morning. But, Buck, what do you make of we'll get to name, image, and likeness and Chris Del Conte. We got Kevin Durant, and should Mike Budenholzer be fired, or should Greek Freak be held accountable for not stepping up and taking the big man, Kevin Durant, in that game last night?
I thought he had more gonads than that.
I did, too.
To just say, you know what, Coach? I mean, I'm the face of this franchise right now, and have been for the last couple of years. I know one thing. if you're a player, you want it from the beginning. You want Kevin Durant right out of the box because you know all these other guys are hurt. You got to take Kevin Durant. But I'll be damned if I wouldn't have gone to the coach when I'm up 16 and have a chance to go up 3-2 on this group and say, okay, we can't afford to have Kevin Durant now all of a sudden go off. We got them by 16.
They got one guy. James Harden's out there trying to play through a hamstring.
Yeah.
I played 45 minutes, and I'll give him credit. But he only scored 5 points.
He was not a factor.
He's kind of a shell of what James Harden normally would be.
Now, the other dude for the Nets who ended up scoring 26, that was out of nowhere.
Who, Middleton?
No, who was it?
Jeff Green.
Jeff Green for the Nets.
Jeff Green.
That was out of nowhere. That's big. Those are big numbers.
Bucks, I apologize. Yeah, Jeff Green knocking down the threes last night.
Right.
Well, Kevin Durant had 10 assists. I mean, he contributed to 88 of their 118 points. I mean, the guy was phenomenal last night. But you're right. I mean, Mike Budenholzer is always going to protect his superstar. But at the same time, I can't believe, Zay, that Mike Budenholzer is not thinking the same way we all are. And there has to be a reason why Giannis is not covering him. I mean, both are 7 feet. Both are wildly athletic. It seems like a natural matchup. And not for the whole game. It doesn't have to be for the whole game, but key stretches of a basketball game. Why wouldn't you put a reigning or a former defensive player right. of the year in this league on the best offensive player in the game?
I don't get it. It just makes no sense at the end of the day. And when you got 2 7-footers, one Giannis, the other Kevin Durant, Giannis supposed to be first team all defense, defensive player of the year, Durant best scorer probably ever since Michael Jordan, and they're not guarding each other. Then you got Chris Middleton and PJ Tucker just being absolutely demolished, KD getting anywhere he wants on the court. Brook Lopez is a liability on defense because Jeff Green, that's who Brook Lopez was guarding. They were just going pick and roll with him and Durant. So if Brook Lopez doesn't step up, he'll kick it out to Jeff Green. If, you know, Brook Lopez does step up, KD went around. If he doesn't step up, KD shoots over the top. So until Giannis guards him, then it's going to be in six.
Yeah, and I love KD for this. I mean, this guy is a stone cold killer. Now, he's soft at times and he's goofy at times and backpacking and his social media stuff is sometimes ridiculous. But that guy, if he was a semi-selfish basketball player and didn't understand the game, he understands the game of basketball. I want to be this guy, I want to be a scorer, that dude could get you for 40s and 50s.
No, he could.
On a given night, right? I mean,
no question.
Because he can get, he's a 7-footer, he's got handles, he's shaking and baking and crossing over on guys last night. But he could do that all the time, I believe. But he wants to, I believe he's the guy who wants to win. Even if he leaves a team and goes to the Warriors, he likes winning games. He doesn't like to lose. But if he was a selfish player, that guy could score 50 points a night. I think pretty easy.
I think he's one of the greatest scorers of all time, and I think we thought that early on when he came out of Texas and watched him come here as a skinny kid from Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and just ridiculous, tear apart the Big 12 like we've never seen before, and then off to the NBA.
But they don't hit him. They don't knock him around. Nobody pushes him.
He's slight. They know they can't. Because he's so slight and he knows how to draw fouls.
Yeah.
You can't put him on the line, so you can't touch him.
Yeah, he's 13-16 last night from the foul line. The Slim Reaper was phenomenal. I don't think – look, obviously his career, we'll see if he can carry Brooklyn to a championship. That completely changes his legacy. I think that's fair to say.
This was the game.
This is a signature game. There's no question about that. If they go on to win this series, win the East, and get Kyrie back healthy and James Harden and go on to win a championship, which they can do, that was the game people will point to. But you're right. You know, his years in Oklahoma City, he kind of ceded to Russell Westbrook in big moments. That team, that roster, especially with James Harden early, should have won a championship. They did not. Then he was criticized, and I think somewhat rightfully so, for joining the 70-plus win Golden State Warriors. Said he wanted a collaborative, wanted to be on a team that shared the basketball and be a part of that. Goes to Golden State, wins championships, and was the best player on the team. I mean, he was the best player there. And now he's joined forces with Kyrie and crew.
I think I'll stay away from the coach. I'll stay away from Mike. I get after the player.
Well, he's probably going to get fired for it. I mean, they're
I know
hold
the player. They're not going to get rid of the
Stars
Greek
League.
Freak.
It's a Stars League, and the star needed to step up last night and tell the coach, "Yo,
tell the coach any other time.
I got him. And what do you think Budenholzer would say?
Okay.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't guard him. Of course he is.
Yeah, so please take him.
Please take him.
Please take
Chris Middleton or PJ Tucker at 6'5 can't guard him. Go give us your best.
It was just weird to look at that last night and say, can I go coach them tonight? I mean, everybody that watched that game last night wanted to be the coach of the Bucks.
Yeah.
Because you know what you would have done.
Yeah. You were calling for 50, he scored 49, and he also had 17 boards and 10 assists. That was big. Big news for Texas basketball, too. And Chris Beard, I think he'd already assembled about a top 15 preseason roster in college basketball. This is a top 10 roster now in college basketball.
The kid from the Minutemen is good.
This kid, oh my gosh. I mean, just watching his film, and you've got 44 games of game film to watch him at UMass. This kid can score. He's got a back-to-the-basket game.
He's got an NBA player.
He's got a face-up game. He can hit threes. He's out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this
Hey, they're going to like basketball here. I think they like basketball now.
Well, because they're really good. I mean, on paper. I mean, you got to go play.
Yes.
But they bring in five transfers now. This is essentially the roster spot of Jericho Sims, who's going to jump off to the NBA draft. So this now rounds out the roster with a more skilled big at 6'9". But, boy, Zay, I know you've seen his film, too. Trey Mitchell is his name from UMass. This kid can score in a lot of ways. He is crafty with his, you know, around the basket. He's got low post moves. I mean, he's an actual back-to-the-basket center who will also face you up and knock down a three. Really, really skilled player.
Yeah, he has great touch, left, right-hand hook shots. He could step out in the pick-and-pop situation. He... really good defender, too. I know he was in the A-10, and it'll be very interesting to see how he does in the Big 12, like a lot of the guys that came on the transfer portal. But to round out the 12-man roster with this guy is an absolute steal.
Yeah, we'll run through the whole roster coming up after our timeout because it bears repeating who's back, who's new, who's coming in. Because you have five transfers. You've got four guys who are held over from the previous roster. You have a freshman that's coming in. And then a couple other. I mean, it's a loaded group, man. I mean, you've got, what is it, like 700 games of experience on the roster at the high major level of college basketball. This isn't just not a bunch of freshmen you're throwing together. This is a bunch of sophomores and juniors who've played a lot of basketball, whether they were at Creighton or Vanderbilt or UMass or Utah or Kentucky. I mean, these guys have all played at the high major level. Coming in for Chris Beard, which is he's building something pretty exciting. So we'll get into that. The name, image, and likeness debate is now on board with the governor signing in the NIL bill over at the Capitol yesterday. We'll hear more from Chris Del Conte. And soccer tonight, Buck.
Yeah, it's a big deal tonight.
That's, it is a big deal.
It's a hard ticket. I'm still trying to get a ticket for just one ticket to go see the ladies play tonight. I mean, it's the best women's team in the world, not in the country, not in the state, but in the world, and they're showing off Q2 tonight, and it's going to be a big crowd. It's going to be probably 20,000, and there's going to be a lot of moms and dad with daughters and sons going to see this deal tonight.
Well, you had three children that played college level soccer and pro beyond that, two daughters and a son.
And they follow women's soccer their lives. So.
Yeah, as I mentioned in the headlines, this group has won. I mean, they've dominated international soccer for the last 20 years with four gold medals and. World Cups.
And as I said, it's a friendly, it's not that friendly for six young ladies because six young ladies are going to get cut tonight. This is their last game.
This is all about pairing the roster from 23 to 18 for the Olympic play.
So they'll be playing hard. This won't be, it's an exhibition, but for a few
roster spots on the line.
Roster spots are on the line.
To try to go win a gold medal, which is what it's about tonight against Nigeria. That'll be out at Q2 Stadium, 8 o'clock tonight. They'll also open up that building for the Austin FC on Saturday.
Not a bad deal to have this happen before Saturday's game because you got to feel out with the traffic. What is it going to be like? How's it going to feel on Saturday? Because it's back-to-back, you know? Now you'll see what the traffic's like at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Be advised, if you live in North Austin, Woo! 8 o'clock this evening, the onslaught will be on. All right, that's just getting warmed up. Lot to do, as we've said. Rough signal this morning. Nothing we can do about it right this second. So you take another option. Take the Horn app with you this morning. Love you to be a part of the conversation all morning long. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got your B&E fact of the day. But you know we're live or local or digital. We're streaming on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
There is nothing that is wrong. Hey, look, Eric Clapton is coming to Austin, Texas. You want to win tickets to see Eric Clapton with special guest Jimmy Vaughn live at the Frank Irwin Center. you can go to the website, hornfm.com. It's coming up September 15th. We announced it originally on Monday as this concert was rolled out. Eric Clapton hosting a series of concert dates across the U.S. in September of this year and a stop at the Frank Irwin Center coming up.
I will be there.
What a legend.
You're right. This is that once in a lifetime, because you may not see this guy live again. I'm not going to miss this. I've never seen Jimmy Vaughn play before. I've never seen him play, so this is a great opportunity for me.
Stevie's brother.
To see two great guitarists play.
Well, that's one of the badass things about living in Austin, Texas, because you can go down to Seaboy's Heart and Soul,
mm-hmm.
which was, when I was in college at St. Edward's, a place called Trophies, right on Congress Avenue. It was right next to right down the road from the XXX movie theater on South Congress.
Uh-huh.
It was called Trophies. It was a sports bar. We'd go over there and have like dime pitchers or whatever it was. Underage kid, E. Hogan, drinking Bud Lights.
Now you're talking.
But now it's called Seaboy's Heart and Soul. It's a great live music venue. Tiny little place. But Jimmy Vaughn plays there like just goes because he wants to stay in good tune. Like he just likes to play and stay sharp. So you can go see him a lot of nights over there. Or at Antone's he'll be playing. But Eric Clapton and Jimmy Vaughn, the tickets don't even go on sale until...
tomorrow, 18th?
18th, Friday.
Friday.
Tickets go on sale Friday. But we've already got your win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets. To see Eric Clapton and Jimmy Vaughn, go to our website, hornfm.com, at the Frank Irwin Center. Also, while you're at the website, you might want to listen to the show this morning because of our signal challenges that we're dealing with the atmosphere out there. But you also need to get signed up for the Horn Major Golf Challenge. The U.S. Open tees off tomorrow at Torrey Pines. Make your picks. 9 golfers from 9 different groups of 6. You got to pick one from each group, 1 to 9.
I feel me in the top 25 there. I'm going out on a limb again. I'm throwing them out there.
Well,
I'm in the top 25.
Okay, well, I want you to make, because we haven't, and here's the deal. You haven't, since Torrey Pines on the West Coast, it's West Coast golf. They don't tee off until, you know, our time, like 9 o'clock tomorrow out on the West Coast. You have until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to make the picks. But, you know, don't procrastinate. Get in there and make your picks. Do your homework. Make them at hornfm.com. Also get registered to win those Eric Clapton tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets from the Horn, of course. And so we're talking Kevin Durant's signature performance last night. What a game. An all-time performance from KD as the Nets beat the Bucks last night. Shorthanded, to say the least. What a game. Also, on the way to the time, we're talking about Texas basketball and what Chris Beard has done, the energy he's brought to this program. You know, they're going to play one more year in that Frank Irwin Center, and then they're going to open up the brand-new Moody Center next door. And
then you'll see great concerts at the Moody Theater, right? Moody Center? Seeing that?
Dude, that place is going to be one of a kind for concerts. Because the drum, or as our man Brad Kellner on the afternoon show calls it, the flan, the drum is going to be torn down. That's going to be part of the medical center now. Moving forward, but that's why they're building the Moody Center. But the Moody Arena is going to be unbelievable for concerts.
Mm.
You know, the Oakview Group is coming in and building that arena for Texas, but then C3 and Live Nation will be booking the concerts. And what I've been told in the tours we've had of the place is it's going to be the acoustics,
mm-hmm.
the sound is going to be as good as any arena in the United States of America for live concerts and live music and performances. So excited about that. But you still got to get one more year of the Irwin Center. And one more year of Texas basketball, but it could be a great year to close out the FEC because the commitment yesterday of the 5th high-level transfer out of the portal for Chris Beard is something to talk about. Trey Mitchell is his name. He's a 6'9 forward who we said 44 games, averaged nearly 20 points per game in 2 seasons with 18.8 points per game. And he can score in a multiple, variety of fashions, a very, very skilled big. So your front line next year, Buck, for let's just go through the roster for Chris Beard. What he has assembled. Well, actually, let's start with the guys who are coming back that Texas fans already know. You know that Andrew Jones is coming back. He's played a million games at Texas. 68 starts as a Longhorn. He's back for another season. Courtney Ramey is back. Jace Febres has played in 104 games and 62 starts at Texas.
He should be healthy as hell by next year.
That's correct. You would guess that. And Brock Cunningham is back. Right, we know him, the
glue guy,
perfect Chris Beard type player as far as the way Chris Beard likes to play basketball. So Brock Cunningham, Andrew Jones, Jace Febres, and Courtney Ramey, who's played 94 games and 74 starts at Texas, he is back. Then the newcomers would include Trey Mitchell, who we mentioned, UMass, 6'9", 20 points a game type scorer. Also on that front line, Dylan Disu, who's the kid, 6'9", from Vanderbilt, who's from Pflugerville originally, played two seasons there, scored 20 or more points once last season. He's made he's another pretty skilled big, shoots 40, almost 50% from the floor, and as Isaiah Collier has told us, was kind of a skinny kid in high school, but has really worked into his body, and he was the SEC's leading rebounder.
Yeah, that front line is big.
A year ago at Vanderbilt at 6'9". Also coming in from Creighton, power forward Christian Bishop, 6'8", and ultra-athletic. You add to that forward Timmy Allen, 6'6", who can play a swing role. He was a all-Pac-12 first-teamer from Utah. He's joining this roster. And then guard Devin Askew from Kentucky, 6'3", who will probably run the point for Texas. He was a five-star kid who enrolled at Kentucky a year earlier than what his high school graduation would be, but did play a year of SEC basketball for John Calipari at Kentucky. He's now coming to Texas. You also throw in shooting guard Gavin Perryman, who's the son of Brandy Perryman, shooting guard named Avery Benson. Also the true freshman Jalen Tyson, a 6'9 swing from Plano, who can straight shoot it. And Isaiah Collier, this is a loaded roster that can score in a lot of ways and be a very versatile.
Boy, can they defend you, huh?
And defense.
Yeah, I think they check almost every single box when it comes to versatility and the type of lineups that Chris Beard will be able to put out there. Because, you know, you talk about Askew being the point guard, but I'm curious to see Andrew Jones and Courtney Ramey, you know, at the point guard spot in a different offense to where maybe we could see them, you know, create for others, because those guys are really good ball handlers. And last year I felt like, you know, their roles were to be scorers, but if maybe they're in a different role as, you know, playmakers and
especially
looking
Andrew
for their
Jones.
Shot, I think those guys could really be good combo guards this year, even if we might not have that true point guard.
Yeah, that's the one thing, because Askew's more of a combo guard. I guess they're all combo guards now. I mean, we talked about Chris Paul yesterday being the last of a dying breed of the old school run the point point guard. But they're all combo guys now. But yeah, it can be very athletic. I mean, that's the words that jump off to me when you watch these guys on film with Timmy Allen, with Dylan Disu, with Christian Bishop, Trey Mitchell. They're quick leapers. I mean, they're ultra athletic. These bigs are coming in, long arms. The guard play should be outstanding. Then you've got a straight up shooter like Jace Febres who can knock it down from anywhere. And you know, they should, and look, we know what Chris Beard's about, right? He's going to start with defense. I mean, they're going to start with in your face, in your shorts defense. That's a Chris Beard staple.
Well, they got big, strong bodies.
Yeah. That's the heart and soul of a Chris Beard team. And then the motion offense. And I don't know what Shaka Smart's offense would be called.
Stagnant.
Right. But Chris Beard, of course, the old from the Bob Knight School of motion offense and, you know, creating opportunities. This is a fun thing, and I think they will like basketball this year, Buck.
You think they're going to start liking basketball now?
Well, look, I mean, when you read some of the national folks, I mean, we're sitting here in Austin, Texas, and people say, well, come on, you guys are overblowing this. You read some of the national folks, the Gary Parrishes, the Joe Lunardis of the world who look at this. The roster has over 700 games of experience.
No, the dude from the Minutemen is really good. Really is.
I mean, over 700 games of experience. It's one thing to bring in a bunch of new guys, but these guys have all played and performed at the high levels. I mean, this is not a bunch of Kentucky freshmen that are thrown together in a one-year situation. These are guys that are going to be here this year and beyond. I mean, Zay, I don't know how many of these guys are one and done out of Texas. A couple of these guys, I think most of these guys will be here for a couple of years as they develop their NBA game.
Yeah, I can't see any guys leaving unless, if you know, Chris Beard just develops these guys, which it could be possible, but yeah, Timmy Allen coming in, who is basically could play 2, 3, or 4. Like, they just got a lot of guys that can play multiple positions that are very versatile, and this team's going to be deep and very fun to watch.
All right. Well, that's Trey Mitchell, the latest. T-R-E Mitchell out of UMass, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can go watch his film, and that's the cool part about all these guys. It's not even hype. You can just go watch them play because they played at the high major level at their respective schools. They got film. This guy can score, man. I like the fact that you said it. He's right hand, left hand. He's got a little scoop shot that he likes to go to. He's got some Kevin McHale-like low post moves there at UMass where he's going up and under in the dipsy doos, and then he can straight up shoot it in your face from three. Really, really skilled player. And I know, Zay, I mean, it bears repeating, you got to see Dylan Disu at Pflugerville when he was in high school. That's a really good ball player who was a leading rebounder in the Southeastern Conference.
he has a pure jumper. And yeah, he was a little skinny in high school, but he's worked hard. Again, he works out with Zach Urbanis at BTY, who works out a lot of players who have come out of Austin. And yeah, he's done a really good job at just, you know, getting his body right and being able to be that stretch four and also be a guy that could bang down low. So yeah, Texas, they got a lot of good ones.
I would just say for Courtney Ramey and Andrew Jones, those guys are going to have to compete for time. That's the exciting part, right? I mean, that competition breeds success. And you know, those guys will be in the but starting lineup. I mean, that's going to be tough to crack with all these guys that are coming in that you look at. And Andrew Jones could be in the mix. We'll see. Courtney Ramey is going to have to be more consistent if he's going to crack that.
Well, Fevers is the guy who can just be the stone cold killer if he's healthy. He can light it up. He can get a lot of open shots with these guys.
All right, so Texas basketball with Kevin Durant's performance last night and the addition of Trey Mitchell. We'll get into the U.S. Women's National Team coming to town. Are you planning to be at the game tonight? If you are, we'd love to hear from you, and certainly tomorrow. We are going to talk to Andy Lockmane, the president of the Austin FC, on Friday. Try to get him for tomorrow or today, but he's swamped with everything happening out there. We'll talk to Andy on Friday, talk about how this game goes tonight, and look forward to the home opener, the inaugural home opener for the Austin FC this weekend. So we'll have that for you. But coming up, we've also got your B&E Fact of the Day. We'll dive into the other top stories, including some football out there. The U.S. Open tees off at Torrey Pines tomorrow. We've got a lot of lead stories this morning, but of course, we also have Craig Way with the Craig Way Report.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man, just the facts, ma'am, on a Wednesday. The facts are it's going to be 100 degrees today. We're close to it, but it was 96 today, 97.
Be careful. We can't get those 100 days. Remember, in mind.
We'll go 95. We'll go 95 today.
Yeah, that's good.
95. We are also factually having some signal issues on 104.9 FM. If you're driving and you're hearing hot country out of LaGrange, we're getting bounced pretty good with the ducting. So fire up the Horn app today, please. If you normally just listen on 104.9, use that Horn app. Might be a good time to download it if you don't have it. It's absolutely free, and it's so simple to use. You can take the Horn app anywhere you go in the world with you and listen. As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can tune in to all the shows here on the Horn, including the show of the people. So load that up today and be a part of it. We mentioned the national thoughts on Texas basketball with the addition of Trey Mitchell. Jeff Goodman, who's got his own website, Goodman Hoops. He also writes for stadium.com. He has Texas's preseason top three now in the country.
I can see it.
With the addition of Trey Mitchell. Gonzaga 1 for Jeff Goodman, Villanova 2 with Texas 3 for Chris Beard. And a lot of excitement in and around the Texas basketball program, to say the least. Obviously, there'll be a lot of college basketball this year. Mike Krzyzewski's final year at Duke and his ceremonial curtain call across the country.
See ya!
Yeah, Gonzaga will be really good again. But there's Texas, and exciting with Trey Mitchell added. We'll get you more details on him coming up. Also in our B&E Fact of the Day, Buck, how good was the performance? We talked about Kevin Durant last night, a signature performance. Well, the B&E Fact of the K would indicate it's an all-time great performance that he had last night. And as you've opined from the start of the program, why Giannis Antetokounmpo is not guarding him is still inexplicable to most any knowledgeable sports fan, period.
Yeah, as I said, I just, since KD has left, and, I like to get on him about being soft at times, and some, as I said, his social media ridiculousness, but that guy's the most deadly player in the NBA and has been, and he's a player that likes to win games. He likes to share the basketball. He understands the game. I don't know where that came from, but somebody taught him right at an early age that winning games involves everybody. But if he decided that he was going to take over a basketball game, which I thought he would, this game when everybody's down, and he really, it wasn't like he didn't have any choice. He still could have fed the ball off because one of the other dudes had 27 points. He could have kept feeding others. He took it upon himself that I'll win this game. I'm just that good. And now this forces the Bucks. Now after everything that's going to be said about the Milwaukee Bucks all day long on sports radio everywhere, it's going to force Giannis to have to cover KD, and this is what he wants.
Well, or at least answer why he's not.
Well, he's going to answer it, but it's going to force him. He's going to play him the next game. He's going to have to cover him the next game.
That'll really get you fired then. Well, like, if you finally in game six, you make the adjustment
are you going to let him score 70?
I'm not going to sit here and expect it if they've gone five games and haven't gone there. Well, I mean, if you remember the last just last year when Milwaukee, what was it? Well, two seasons ago when Toronto won the NBA championship, the non-bubble year. You know, Milwaukee was up 2-0 on Toronto, and Kawhi Leonard said, I'll check him. And he took on the task of guarding Giannis, and they won the series four straight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can either go ahead and continue to be a bad coach, but you don't want to be stupid by going into games and say, no, let's do the exact same thing we just did when he lit us up for 49. This Giannis is going to end up having to cover KD. Is they like from the tip off all night long?
All night long.
This is what KD wants. Now he wants. Well, he wants the guy to cover him so he can file his ass out.
Well, I mean,
But you don't have a choice, right?
I just have to assume Giannis doesn't want to guard him. I mean, that's the only thing I can assume as a longtime sports observer, because the best corner always wants the best receiver. The best defensive player always wants the best player. You just do. You're a competitor. And Mike Budenholzer is not an idiot. I mean, he's a former coach of the year in this league. He's not a dope. He knows what we know. There has to be a reason why this hasn't happened yet. And I'm going to assume it's Giannis until someone tells me otherwise, that Giannis doesn't want the assignment. I could be dead wrong. That could be a complete ridiculous speculation on my part and this coach.
Well, ball is in his court
But a great all-time player, if his coach is this big of a dope, goes to the coach and says, hey, I'm taking him.
Yeah.
Just goes outside the coach, tells everybody on the team, all right, I got him.
Yeah.
He's got 41 now.
As soon as I walk on the court.
That's what a competitor does in my mind.
Well, he may light Giannis up for 60.
Well,
and then foul him out.
At least you go down with your best defensive player.
Of course you do.
Who's also 7 feet and has long arms, not P.J. Tucker.
Poor P.J. Tucker last night. How was that? Say fun watching that?
That was brutal.
Wow. You said he doesn't deserve that.
No, neither does Chris Middleton.
All right, we will have your B&E fact of the day on the other side. That's it. Actually, let's get it now. We'll give you the answer on the other side, but here is the fact you need to think about.
B&E fact of the day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, chew on this when we come back on the other side.